Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. This is Lock and Load. Joining me now from Student of the Gun is the professor, Paul Markle. Good morning, sir. Good afternoon, sir. Whatever it is. Paul's always on the
good morning, good afternoon, good day.
How's it going today? Yes, that kind of thing. Yeah, we can do that.
Oh, it's wonderful. We're expecting spring to arrive any moment now that it's a brand new month.
You've got snow on the ground right now, right? April Fool's, right.
But there's snow in the mountains. I can see the snow on top of the mountains, but fortunately, the ground around the house is just brown. Of course, it's brown and muddy.
Right.
Hopefully, we'll get a little bit of sunshine. We haven't seen the sun in about a week or so, but fingers crossed.
Well, we here have, it's 73 degrees. All my bonsai trees got watered this morning.
Oh, when we were in Tennessee and Texas, we had some nice weather there. Of course, we had some rain in Texas too, but we also had some nice weather. We had some good weather for our Tennessee class. We had some good weather for our Texas pistol class. And then the guys for the rifle class had to put on their rain suits and work a little harder, but that's okay. It makes you tough.
Right. Right. So let's talk about your new article that you just put out there.
Well, it's not my article, but I'm sharing it, yeah.
Okay, let's talk about the article you found then, and you're sharing it and everything.
Well, it kind of dovetails with a piece that I did for Dan Zimmerman, you know, back when he was with TPAG, it was like the second or third week of October, where we pointed out that these jihadi terrorists, these Middle Eastern terrorists, are taking what they call the poor man's cocaine, this drug called Captagon.
Captagon.
And they found it. The Israelis pulled baggies out of the pockets of the dead terrorists on October 7th. And we just had yet another instance. The guys who were walking through the theater in Moscow, they eventually got captured, but they were also hopped up on this drug.
I have heard that between the Russians, the Chinese, all the Islamic little splinter groups and the cartels and Venezuela, that there's this little sort of loose alliance going on now with some of these people. Do you think that loose alliance dovetails into this fact that we keep seeing these guys with, not only do they come over with weapons and ill intent, but they're also coming up jacked and stoned out of their minds?
Well, Syria, you know, the history of Captagon is kind of, it's a weird history because it was actually a legal or a farm, it was a pharmaceutical. And then they discovered, they're like, oh, like, remember when they, well, you learned about the history of the Civil War and how they were looking for something that was more effective than morphine.
Right.
And they accidentally created heroin. And they're like, whoops. Yeah, we don't want to be giving that to the wounded soldiers.
Yeah.
Because they become instantly addicted. Well, it was kind of similar with Captagon. They created it as a pharmaceutical. And then they realized that it was like super addictive and like, oh yeah. So we banned it, but the formula was out there and the Syrians jumped on it. And the Syrians, they have no problem. They manufacture it. It's not like it's being made in bathtubs. It's being made in pharmaceutical facilities inside of the country of Syria.
Okay.
and distributed all over the Middle East and Africa and Eastern Europe and so forth. The Ukrainians are freaking, they're taking it. The Ukrainian soldiers are hopped up on this. Like, oh, shut your mouth. It's like, it's true. You know, the Hamas terrorists that attack the Israelis, they have, it's prevalent in that area of the world. And it's what they call the poor man's cocaine, because they take it and then they get all super jacked up. They feel euphoric. They feel invincible. They, you know, it's a hunger suppressant. And, you know, it's kind of like if you took a fistful of caffeine pills and then downed a Red Bull or something. Right. But, so they turn these people, like, they've already mentally twisted them into these killing machines, and then they put guns in their hands, they get these drugs, and they feel and act as if they're invincible while they're on it. And as American, you're like, well, we don't care, because, you know, we're in America, and that's Russia, and that's Syria, and that's Israel, and that's all happening over there. You really should care, because one thing that I learned, 30 plus years ago, was that when it comes to the terror world, you know, you remember back during the communist terrorist era. You were probably in Europe when the Red Brigades were running around.
Yep.
And
Bader-Meinhof.
You know, Bader-Meinhof, Red Army Faction, Red Brigades, you know, Action Direct, the IRA, and then of course you had the PLO and so on and so forth. And all of these organizations kind of had, you know, loose ties to each other. And terrorists are imitative, not innovative. And what that means is essentially they will keep doing the exact same thing over and over again until it proves to not work anymore. And what they've discovered is if they give these guys, they get their young monsters, they get them, and they're not the only ones in history. They're, you know, I wrote the article for Truth About Guns back in October, and, you know, we listed in that article, I listed in the article of the historical examples of, you know, getting people all drugged up, you know, before you send them out to slaughter the infidels or whoever you consider your enemy to be. And this is very common. It's not rare. And that's what people need to wrap their brains around. You need to wrap your brain around the fact that this is not something that is a rarity. It's actually, you're more likely to encounter one of these Johnny Jihads who is all hopped up on, you know, Captagon and feeling invincible and fearless and feeling no pain than you are not to. So, and then the question comes down to, you know, if you're listening to this and you're law enforcement, if you're military, if you're a citizen, you got to understand this is the reality of the world in which we live. And it's not going to change anytime soon, because Syria is going to do what it wants to do. Syria is making billions of dollars producing this cheap poor man's cocaine, and they're not going to stop anytime in the near future.
We're coming up on the first break, so I'm not going to ask this first question first, but I mean, do you think this is going to be a common denominator that we see with terrorist attacks for a bit? Because it's becoming a trendy thing.
Well, I don't, you know, we're allowing hundreds of thousands of foreign nationals from the Middle East, from North Africa, from East Africa. We're allowing them to cross the border,
right,
unchecked. Why would we expect that they wouldn't bring it with them?
Yeah.
That would be naive and stupid to think that they wouldn't bring it with them.
Yeah. Paul hails from Student of the Gun. He also has Student of the Gun University. He just got off of a training leg on that. And, you know, Student of the Gun, always an evolving entity waiting on you in case you want to train with him. In addition to that, the books, the copious amounts of books. Paul has written a book about so many things. And right now I'm waiting on the collaboration from Spikes Tactical and Student of the Gun, the Lexington and Concord AR-15. I want to give that a shot. But anyway, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Mm-hmm. such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Paul Markle from Student of the Gun. Now, you know the story, Paul. During the Philippines in the early 1900s, the Moro tribesmen, they were jacked on something. I don't remember what it was. They would shoot them with a 38 special, and they would just keep on coming. And that meant that there was a facilitation of looking at a heavier, slower-moving caliber that would dump all of its energy in the oncoming bad guy. And that's how we went to the 45 ACP for so long, as long as we did, which it did.
That is the legend, yep. The legend of the Moros. Yep. The Moros were you know, they were using basically just some type of opiate.
Right.
You know, it wasn't as fancy as the Captagon.
Right.
You know, we got the same thing in the Somalis. They chew khat, what they call, I think it's K-H-A-T, and it gives them the same feeling, the euphoric feeling, you know. So that's, it's not new. The right. situation is not new. And you say, okay, well, what are we supposed to do about it? Well, what you're supposed to do about it is you need a reality check when it comes to your skill with arms.
Yeah.
Well, there are people out there.
I want to talk about the skill with arms. Do we know, do we have any sort of data on what they can take on Captagon? Like if how many hits they can take, do we have anything on that one?
Well, I mean, that's kind of, you know, everyone's an individual and every kid's an individual. You know, the Israelis probably have more data on that now than anybody else, them and the Russians. But the fact is that the human animal can take a lot of damage, especially when, you know, the chemical cocktail, you know, drops in, the adrenaline, the epinephrine, the, you know, the pain masking chemicals that the brain releases, you know, during the fight period. But what these guys are doing is they're essentially shortcutting that. They're not waiting for an epinephrine dump or an adrenaline dump. They're just going ahead and getting them all hopped up. And, you know, we witnessed, thanks to the advent of first cruiser cameras, you know, dashboard cameras that used to be hooked up to VHS tape decks in the trunks. And now we're at the point where every cop walking around has got a freaking body camera on, and we see, and then of course we also have, you know, your surveillance footage, you know, your surveillance cameras that are here and there and everywhere. Anybody who wishes to study it could see what happens to humans and how they react when they're hit with handgun bullets. And, you know, John Farnham, I mean, going back, geez, 35 plus years, maybe longer. In one of his classes, he said, what do people do when after they're hit with handgun bullets? And we all, like, you know, we looked around at each other and it was a rhetorical question. Woodcock, he said exactly. He was the same thing they were doing before they got hit with a handgun bullet. And we're like, what? You know, people who watch, whose primary firearms training is watching movies and television, you know, believe that the detective with the .38 special can shoot you off the roof of a building 175 yards away, and you flail and flip and jump through the air and all that. And, you know, we all grew up watching it. We all grew up watching that. Well, we did. You and I did. Kids did. They don't. But the cowboy action movies, you know, the cowboy western movies where the guy gets shot and he would, like, fly backwards and, you know, all that. That's fun for movies, but that's not reality.
Right.
In one of our products, we've got a digital video download called the Armed Living. And essentially what I did when we did the product is at the very end, this is about 10, maybe 15 years ago by now, but there was a wackadoodle that walked into a Florida school board meeting and pulled out a gun. And of course, not surprisingly, all of the school board members, they just sat there like sheep, you know, like cowed sheep, if you can use that phrase. But they sat there and they're like talking to this wackadoo while he's waving the gun around. And eventually he gets up the courage and he starts pressing off shots. And in the back of the room, what you don't see, because there's a camera going, you know, it's recording everything, what you don't see is there's actually an off-duty sheriff's deputy or something in the back. And he'd been, like, I don't know, calling 911 or waiting or whatever. And when the bad guy started firing, he's like, oh, crap, I've got to do something now. Well, you see the bad guy, you see him flinch, and then you see him turn around and look over his shoulder. And you might be, if you're not paying attention, you might be thinking, well, what's up with the flinch and why is he turning around and looking over his shoulder? Well, he was doing that because he was getting hit by handgun bullets from the back of the room.
Right.
And that was it's a fantastic example that we put in there. It's like, look, this is reality. You know, he wasn't looking down the barrel of the gun. He just got, it was like he got stung by a bee or something. And he's like, hey, where's that coming from? And unless, you know, we've been, you know, trainers have been talking about this for years. They've been talking about shot placement, you know, more important than the caliber and where you putting the bullets. And then if you put the bullets in the right spot, then if they're good projectiles, you know, if they're high quality projectiles and they're moving fast, well, then they do good work and they, you know, will stop people. But, you know, we have to understand that, you know, there's still this, you know, we talked about it off air a little bit, but there's still this mythology out there about this thing that's called a quote combat effective hit. And where that came from was that came from battlefield tactics. You know, on the battlefield, if you've got a 5.56 rifle and you shoot an enemy combatant who's 175 yards away and he gets hit somehow, well, now he's bleeding and they have to deal with that. And somebody has to come over and bandage him and so on and so forth. He might not die, but he's out of the fight while he's getting bandaged or whatever. And that is quote unquote combat effective.
Right.
But that's not a reality for the world. You know, when somebody is 7 yards or 7 feet away from you and you just wing them, you know, you graze them with a bullet through their shoulder or their calf muscle or whatever, that guy's not going to stop. You know, he's going to keep on. You know, some people will, but a lot of people won't.
Yeah. Hang on right there. Hang on right there.
Oh, yeah.
We're coming up on the break
already, man.
Break already. Just because we fast hour. Fast hour. Paul is the creative mind behind Student of the Gun. He runs it with his sons. Student of the Gun is more than just a website. It is a destination. And what you want to do when you get there, well, that's pretty much up to you. You can do some training. You can order some stuff. You can sign up for a class. You enroll in Student of the Gun University. It's all out there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at GarandTactical.com.
USA News Update. Former President Trump returned to a New York City courtroom Tuesday for day two of jury selection in his criminal hush money trial. A total of 96 New Yorkers were brought in as prospective jurors, but 50 were immediately dismissed when they said they couldn't be fair and impartial. The House presented articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to the Senate Tuesday. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is expected to swiftly move to dismiss the charges. Tuesday brought another round of questioning on Capitol Hill for Secretary Mayorkas, Republicans pressing him on a surge of illegal immigration, particularly people whose names are on the terrorist screening database.
If an individual is on the terrorist screening data set and they pose a threat to national security, they are a priority.
Congressman August Pfluger of Texas pushing for a public hearing to compel the secretary to disclose information about people crossing the border. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Paul Markle from Student of the Gun. We were talking about a combat effective hit. When these guys are on Captagon, is it possible to have a combat effective single hit?
Yeah, if it clips their spinal column or their brainstem.
Right.
But this notion that, like, any wound anywhere on their body is going to distract them. It's laughable. It's not true. It's not based on reality. Now we do preach that there are three types of bad guys that you may encounter: a type one, a two, and a three. You know, a type one person, when they're basically not mentally committed to the point where you point a gun at them and you say stop, and they're like, oh, this guy's serious, I better stop. Then a type two is a person who's not necessarily convinced until they're injured. Then they realize they're injured. But with this situation here, you know, these Johnny Jihads that are walking into malls and concert venues and, you know, music festivals and all that, what we would call our quintessential type three attacker. They're not going to stop until they receive enough physiological damage that their bodies refuse to keep going.
Right.
And, you know, we can roll the dice and hope, you know, and that's the thing with the different types of attackers is you're not going to know until the fight's over which guy you just encountered.
Right.
So, you know, where is your genuine skill set? You know, we need to have that conversation with the man in the mirror and it needs to be honest conversation.
So when you think about training to deal with Johnny Jihad, as you put him, And do you just, are we going to start, should we start making the presumption they're going to be on Captagon?
Well, we should make the, we need to just assume that they're not going to be impressed by the fact that we have a gun.
Right.
You know, you hear that all the time. You know, people who go and buy guns, they don't train with them, but they buy them.
Right.
And they're like, well, they better not mess with me. I have a gun. BFD. 90% of the attackers that would you might encounter, they have guns too. They are not impressed by the fact that you were able to purchase a gun. Whoopity-doo. Congratulations. You have a gun. The person who's going to break into your house, who's going to assault you, who's going to walk into your kid's school, your church, your mall, to commit a mass murder, they're not impressed by the fact that you were able to buy a gun. So step one, we need to stop impressing ourselves or you know, deluding ourselves with this illusion that, well, I have a gun. And boy, when they realize I have a gun, they're going to be afraid. No, they're not. Bad people see and use guns every single day. Bad professional bad people, career bad people, have had the police point their guns at them probably innumerable times.
Right.
And they got arrested and went to jail. A lot of them have been shot by police officers' guns. And guess what? They didn't die. So stop deluding yourself with this idea that I have a gun. And boy, when I whip my gun out, they're going to be impressed and they're going to pee down their legs and run away. Maybe. Then again, maybe not. And we can't put all our eggs in that basket, to turn an Easter phrase.
Well, I guess my question is, should we be, like, when I train, I send a nice little cascade of lead their way anyway, already. So I, you know, when I look at somebody, if they're coming at me, they're probably going to get, I'm going to probably pull a trigger six times on them. Would that put somebody with you know, if I'm hitting them center mass, is that going to put them down, or do I just keep on pulling until they go down?
Well, yeah, you just need to shoot the gun until they're no longer a threat. And that could be two times, it could be three, it could be five, it could be seven. You know, Michael Platt was shot 12 times before he stopped. William Maddox was shot six times before he stopped. And it's not super common, but there's been lots of police-involved shootings where people have been shot 10 times before they stopped, you know. The one thing that we have done, and we introduced this actually quite a long time ago. We introduced it when we first came up with the student of the gun skill maintenance target. We had to come up with a target, or we needed to come up with a target, going on almost 10 years ago. Actually, it was more than 10 years ago, but it doesn't matter. One thing that we introduced in the target is there's a shape of a human silhouette, but inside that hilt human silhouette is a triangle. And it's called a thoracic triangle. I didn't create it. I didn't make it up. It was something that was introduced to me probably 20 years ago.
Right.
But it's the concept is, look, if you drew a line from the bridge of your nose down to your left nipple, over your right nipple, and back up to the bridge of your nose, it creates a triangle, and that is called the thoracic triangle on a human, because you got your thoracic cavity and so forth. Well, everything within that triangle is important stuff. The heart is right in the middle at the bottom,
right?
Because we all know our heart's actually in the middle of our, not over our left, you know, where we put our left hand or right hand or whatever. And then of course, if you trail up, you've got the top of the spinal column, you have the brain stem, you've got all the important stuff. And generally, you see, that makes people get their guns up, like raise them up. We put that up there, and when we do our pistol classes and our rifle classes too, but primarily we focus hard on it in the pistol classes, which is like, look, we don't do like many schools where they have the center mass heart zone, and then they occasionally tell you to take a headshot. You know, it's like, okay, well, fire two to the chest and didn't work, now transition up to the face. Because we saw the monumental failure of that training in 1997 during the what's called the bank robbery, the North Hollywood bank robbery, where you had police officers who were trained just like I was. You know, when I went through the academy, we did the body armor drill, the failure to stop drill, where we shoot toward the essentially center mass or the sternum area of the person. And they're like, oh, you know, now transition up and take a headshot. But the trick is, in a life or death situation, in a panic situation, you're going to behave, you're going to perform whatever action you have performed the most. And in the North Hollywood situation, what you had was you had trained police officers who were faced with the ultimate body armor bad guy. But what happened was they were just hammering on these dudes center mass, and those guys weren't going down. And you say, well, didn't they in the academy go through the failure to stop, you know, two to the chest, then one to the head? Yeah, they all did. But for every one shot that they fired to the head of the target in training, they probably fired 100 to the center mass. So in the adrenaline-fueled panic dump of a gunfight, what do you think they're going to do the most? They're going to do exactly what they did.
Right.
They're going to focus on the center. And, you know, there's some targets that are terrible. They put the X-ring, like, right above what would be where the belly button would be, you know, and they make you practice shooting. You know, you practice shooting all your rounds into that X-ring, which is probably a foot lower than it needs to be.
Right.
So what we do is all of our students, we don't differentiate between center mass shots and head shots and, you know, failure to stop shots.
Hold on.
We just
tell, gotten to the crucial point. We're also at the
That point again, the short break.
The crucial.
The short segment.
The short. Well, no, that was the second longest segment. We're coming up on the longest segment.
What?
That you can, and you can completely expound upon your oratory, because this is the part I've been waiting for you to tell me. So, studentofthegun.com, this is where Paul does all of his work, Student of the Gun University, that's a new thing. The books, the merchandise, go check it out, Student of the Gun, SOTG, however you look for it, it's out there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Time on the firing line, talking to Paul Markle. We were just getting to the good part where if first of all, from this point on, I'm going to presume everybody's on Captagon. That's how I'm going to train. Which will probably, you know, that means I'll be trained for overkill and everything else. I guess this is why Super Dave carries 7 spare magazines.
I hope he never falls into a river.
Super Dave's not silly enough to go near a river. I wouldn't go near a river, unless it's a shallow river. But anyway, I've got a Super Dave rig. It came with one holster and 7 spare magazines. 7 spare. That's the Super Dave rig. Anyway, you were about to tell us what you were training people to do as far as putting shots on target in order to deal with a difficult to deanimate target.
Yeah, something we need to address is the reality that, you know, people will do whatever they've done. You know, you will not rise to the occasion. Everyone's like, they think they're going to become Superman or get superpowers or whatever. You're not going to rise to the occasion. What you're going to do is you're going to default to whatever level of training and practice you have mastered. And if what you have mastered is just jerking on the trigger and launching bullets all over the landscape, then that's probably what's going to happen.
Right.
But when it comes to, you know, where to put the front sight, where to hold the gun, that's why we introduced that in our target. So, you know, our plan is, look, just every time you go to the range, do it like this. And if you do it like that, you're going to get 100, 1,000, 5,000 reps, whatever, doing it the right way. So when the time comes, you're just going to do it the right way.
Right.
You won't have to think about it. It's automation. So, and the great thing is, you know, if you have, you know, our targets are really inexpensive and you can get them from, you know, Zach will send you as many as you want. If you go to Shop SOTG, it's called the skill maintenance target. But if you don't want to do that, if you don't want to give me your dollar, you know, a dollar, then you can just take a marker and take one of these IPSC targets or these typical silhouette type targets, you know, and just take a marker and draw a line, you know, or 3 lines, you know, start at what would be the bridge of the nose, draw it down to the left nipple, right nipple, and back up, and boom, there you go. And just practice like that. Because all the important stuff, you know, the stuff that will get people's attention, generally if you drive bullets through the spinal column or the heart or the brainstem, generally if you drive bullets through those, you get the person's attention. And like I said, you know, with the type 3, and hey, you say, well, what if they're not? What if they're not on Captagon, or what if they're not a type 3? What if I just shoot one bullet right there and they stop? Great. You win. Congratulations.
Didn't cost as much to defend yourself.
Right. Yeah. You win. You know, you don't lose. But the fact is we cannot delude ourselves. And that's sadly, there are not as many as there used to be, but there are still a few people out there that are preaching this. Well, any bullet on target is quote combat effective. And like I said, that might be true. If your target is 50 yards away, and you need to gain their attention, like, for instance, the situation in Indiana at the mall, you know, that Eli Dickin, he was 40 yards away and he started pumping rounds at that jerk bag. And he hit him and he drew his attention. The guy's like, ow, ow, where's that coming from? So he had to stop murdering innocent people and try and figure out where the hurt was coming from. Well, you know, thankfully that kid, that Dickin guy, well, he was 20. I mean, I say kid because I have children older than that,
yep.
But he stayed in the fight and he kept depositing, you know, bullets into that turd until he stopped murdering innocent people and could never do it again.
Right.
So, but if somebody is, man, if they got a rifle or a pistol or whatever, and they're 10 yards away or 10 feet away, you got to put the bullets where they do the most good. You know, if you got a handgun, handguns are notoriously weak when it comes to stopping bad people. Put the bullets in the right spot and practice doing that all the time and stop deluding yourself with this good enough. You know, that's, we gun owners poison themselves with this idea that, well, you know, I'm a smart person and if anything bad ever happened, I mean, I would know what to do. How? Through magic? Through osmosis?
You know, in Fighting Pistol at Tactical Response, they do this thing where the target that they had me aiming at the most was, they refer to it as the GUI. Are you familiar with the GUI?
No. I mean, I've trained with them, but I'm not familiar with the GUI.
So that particular class in 2019, they were drawing an imaginary triangle between the two eyes and the mouth. And that was our target,
okay.
The GUI.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
not a bad target, right?
No, and Joey actually just did a review of our Joey Lewis took the class, and you know he's running the training portion of Tactical Response now. He just took our martial application, the pistol class, and did a video review of it. He put it up yesterday, I think. But that was one of the things he mentioned was how, you know, our use of the thoracic triangle kind of changes the way you look at it.
Right.
Kind of changes the way you train.
Well, when you get out there, and I one thing I've started doing, because I like to shoot fast, right? So I like to shoot fast. But one thing I'm trying to do now is to figure out that really good place between speed and accuracy, because I'm trying to shoot a B8 A zone or what I'm trying to shoot a saucer sized target and put my rounds in a saucer sized target. So,
well, the good news is if you get yourself, if Spike Tactical sends you, if you get a Lexington and Concord rifle, an instrument of liberty, the one that we designed,
right?
That's a package deal. That comes with a book. It comes with a student of the gun skill maintenance target. It comes with a sling. It comes with some frog lube. We designed it as a whole package. So you will get yourself a student of the gun skill maintenance target, and you can hold it in your hand and see what it's all about.
So, do you put an optic on yours now? I know that you designed that gun to be a very basic gun and everything, but have you put optics on a Lexington and
Colorado? Oh, yeah. Yeah, actually, during the rifle class that we did in Texas, I had Jared jump in with the students and run with the students as a, you know, as a member of the cadre.
Right.
And he ran it both with and without. And the one thing that we put on was an EOTech. The EOTech is just, you know, it's a super good heads up display.
Right.
Yeah, we run it with that. And you can run it with or without. And it comes down to vision. You know, the truth is, the older we get, the older our eyes become, and the more important, you know, it is. But with the gun comes with the night vision tritium front sight, so it's not like the old black sights where it's hard to pick up when you're 47 or 52 or whatever. So, but Jared ran it with the EOTech on it the second day and had really good luck with it. We like those guys and they like us.
I discovered Spikes or EOTech?
EOTech. Well, I mean, we like Spikes too. We like Spikes and we like EOTech.
Well, we'll have to have a chat about EOTech. I won't tell you what I was about. We'll have to have a chat about EOTech. Anyway.
There you go.
Anyway, anyhow, we're about to run out of time and everything. Are you going to be doing anything special about the Captagon Jerry Jihadis that are coming across? Are you going to do anything special?
Well, number one, the article was on Truth About Guns and Dan doesn't work for them anymore. Right. We should probably readdress that. I'm absolutely going to make sure that our audience is aware of this. And you know, this is not that Israel wasn't a one-off. It wasn't a special. It wasn't unique. This is commonplace.
Yeah.
And I would love to I'd love to train people. We've got, if they go to SOTGU, that's short for Student of the Gun University, our training calendar is open. We've got pistol, rifle, shotgun classes scheduled all throughout this summer. So, and the great thing is, if you sign up for the Marshall application, the pistol class today, you can start training today because we're gonna enroll you in the class and send you a book. And
let's make that the last word because we have run out of time. Studentofthegun.com. That's where the professor hangs out. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this: it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.